everyone, and welcome to The Lost Levels. This is podcast number 46, and today I'm your host, Timmy, and today I'm joined by Spider Staryu.
Hello.
Toadette.
Hey.
And Super Zambesi.
Hello.
Dark Blue unfortunately could not make it. He went to go hang out with some friends. But anyways, we have a great topic today, one I wanted to discuss for a while. But before we get into that, what have we been doing? Super Samzy, what have you been doing this week?
This week? Well, next week and the week after, I'm having all my finals for all my classes. It's kind of intense, especially for that human anatomy class that I've been talking about for the last half year. So I'm going to be focused on that. But I wasn't here last week to tell you guys, but I did get that Wii U, and I guess I'll just give my impressions on it. You know, it's a great system so far. I really like, you know, the gamepad. I can see a lot of cool things, but that's the problem I'm having. I can see a lot of good things. Right now, not so much. I mean, I have Nintendo Land, and I have New Super Mario Bros. U, but, I mean, if I'm not playing Nintendo Land with a bunch of friends, family, then you know it's okay. It's okay single player. It's fun, but it's nothing I would go out of my way to buy. But when you play multiplayer, it's a blast. Just like Wii Sports, you know? But then when you get to the actual games, and in this case I have New Super Mario Bros. U, you know, it's a great game, but I literally played the same game on the 3DS like 3 months ago. It's really hard to get excited for a new, brand new console when you're playing games like New Super Mario Bros. U, which is, I mean, it's definitely got its cool new additions, new, there's just new stuff everywhere, but it's essentially the same game, and it's kind of hard to feel like you're playing a next generation console when you're playing New Super Mario Bros. It's fun, but I wish I had a little more money so I could go get like Zombie U or something new. Because right now I'm not experiencing anything too innovative, I guess. Miiverse is really cool, though. I'll tell you that. A lot of cool drawings. I know, Toadette, you would love it.
I just spam it with Toadette.
Exactly. and I guess I'll also mention that I finished Paper Mario Sticker Star. And I have to say that I really, really enjoyed the game. I did not expect to enjoy it as much as I did, but I mean, I don't really have, I guess I do have complaints. I do miss the story, and I do miss things like partners and different kinds of characters, but when I put that behind me, I really, really see what this game has to offer, and I really enjoy it. So I'm glad that before I got the game, I was aware that there was no story. There weren't these new characters or familiar characters or those unique characters. Yeah, I enjoy it a lot.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it for me.
Okay, Toadette, what have you been doing this week?
Well, recently Pokemon Black 2, I finally got my team to level 100, so that's good. That's good. I always have to get my starter there first, and then my other guys.
I'm not patient enough to raise my Pokemon that high.
No, I love my team so much. I like to train them all the way to level 100. I did it without rare candies, too, so this is, like, my first team without any legendaries or, like, pseudo-legendaries or anything like that, so...
I don't use legendaries at all.
Yeah, I stopped using them when I realized, like, in Generation 4, I had, like, 4 of them on my team, and I was like, that's kind of not fair. But anyways, I've been playing a game recently on my iPhone that's called Plague Incorporated. It's a smartphone game that is, like, a unique mix of high strategy and terrifyingly realistic simulation. It was created by Endemic Creations, and the main goal is to wipe out the human race by evolving a bacteria, virus, fungus, or parasite plague to infect countries and bring disease before the humans make a cure to stop it. The game has a 4.5 out of 5 rating, which is really good for, like an iPhone game. That's, like, pretty much almost, like, as high or even or even higher than like Angry Birds. It's I guarantee if you buy it, it just brings out the evil villain inside of you. It's just so fun. It's like Sims, but with like more death. Like you just raise this disease that, you know, you can start it in any country you want it to. You select how it's transmitted, what its symptoms are, like how people die from it. It costs 99 cents on the Apple Store, and it's free for Android phones. So I suggest if you have a smartphone, you should buy it because it's really fun. It's addictive too. Since tomorrow is my birthday, I'm going to go out to dinner tonight to my favorite fast food restaurant, Cheeburger. It specializes in milkshakes and burgers. And tomorrow, the actual day, I'm going to brunch, opening my presents, and then spending the rest of the day just, you know, playing with all my new stuff. Gonna have my own special dinner and birthday cake and all that. I forgot to tell you guys that UPS spoiled one of my presents. I got a package in the mail, and I was trying to check who it was for. And on the package, I see a label that says Mario Brothers Toadette on it. It's like, oh, hey, that's for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, though. I've just been, you know, prepping for my birthday. Been doing a lot of schoolwork involving writing, so my hand's just ready to fall off, and playing Plague Incorporated in Black 2, so...
Staryu, what have you been doing this week?
Oh my god, a lot of crap has been happening over the week. I don't want to get into, but I'm going to get into some of it. Something really interesting happened to my brother a couple days ago, which I'm not going to try to get too into because it's a little sick, per se. Basically, this guy got his, how do I say this? I don't know how to say it, but he got his, stuck on a zipper. So.
Your brother?
Not my brother. This guy who came up to my brother. He got his, stuck on a zipper. His zipper, so. He had to go to the hospital. My brother called an ambulance for him because he looked like he was in a tremendous amount of pain. And honestly, I'm glad I wasn't there because I might have laughed really hard because...
Oh, jeez.
I just can't imagine that. Some people are just really dense, okay? People need to use their mind instead of, like, rushing with everything. It's ridiculous. What else has been happening? Well, I've been working on a lot of MPI stuff, which I'm going to be posting over the week on MPI MPFS Central. What else? I've been playing Paper Mario Sticker Star, and I just beat it recently, and it was really, really, really fun. The game was a lot better than what I thought it would be, because I thought the game was going to be really crappy with the sticker system and stuff, but actually, it really worked out. It still felt a lot like Paper Mario to me, and it was just a lot of fun. I enjoyed all the, juice around the game and stuff. I mean, it's not no perfect Paper Mario, per se. I mean, I still prefer Paper Mario Thousand Year Door and the original Paper Mario to Sticker Star. But, you know, I feel like some people are just so quick to judge it because you're like, oh, when you compare it to this game, yeah, it's not going to be better. But if you just compare the game as a whole itself, it's a lot of fun. And I definitely would recommend anyone who likes Paper Mario or Mario or has a 3DS and they need games, you should pick up Paper Mario Sticker Star because it's a lot of fun. And of course, if you need help, there's guides on MPL, right?
Yes, there are. All
yes,
complete.
There is. So, anything else? Let me see. Oh, no, I don't think there's anything else. Wait, one more thing. Oh my god. I've been playing a lot of Dr. Mario 64 lately. Yes, I got back into that game. Who here has played Dr. Mario? Any Dr. Mario game?
I have.
I think I played one on the Game Boy Color, but I remember that. I don't remember it that well.
How about you, SC?
No, I've never played a Dr. Mario.
Oh. Well, basically it's a puzzle game where you have to stack pills to get rid of viruses. It's your basic puzzle game. It's really simple. I beat the game on easy, normal, and hard with both Dr. Mario and Wario, so I've unlocked Metal Mario and Vampire Wario. But I've been having a lot of trouble doing super hard because the computers are such little cheaters, and it pisses me off. because I try to finish the game, and every time I get to, like, the final viruses, I get screwed up because they keep sending garbage, you know, those little dot things. Well, I don't know what they are. They're, like, these little dot pill things. And they, like, screw you up, so you have to keep stacking and stacking and stacking, and then the pills go start slamming down faster, 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 and then you just get pissed off because then you can't control where it goes, and then you lose, and then you get really pissed off. Because it's super hard. There's, you have to finish, like, 50-plus viruses. Each one will take 5 minutes unless you topple over your opponent. So I've been basically doing that for the last couple days, and I still not won. I get to, like, the 6th or 7th stage, and I keep losing, and it pisses me off. So I'm trying to still do that, and hopefully I can, because I really want to beat Dr. Mario on Super Hard, because I've tried all these years, and I still haven't been able to do it. But, yeah.
Oh, as for me, I've been playing Pokemon Heart Gold. I got all the gym badges, but now I have to train my Pokemon, because they're only level 56, and, like, I have to train them to fight Red and the Elite Four again. I've also been playing Dance Dance Revolution Mario Mix. That game is really, really fun, and I can do
There's
it on... What?
There's Toadette in it.
Yeah, well, my favorite song in that game is probably Underground Mozart. I love that song so much. I can do this game on very hard, but, like, super hard, I can only do some songs. Besides that, school's been kind of a drag. I've been getting a lot of homework. And, yeah, that's about it for me.
Oh, my God. I forgot to mention something. I got my Staryu on Black, too.
Oh, yes! Where are you right now on that?
I just beat the first two gym leaders, and I'm moving on to the third gym leader. I'm trying to chain my Staryu first before I go into that.
Yeah, you're so far behind.
Oh, speaking of, sorry, because the other day I was fighting Misty, and, you know, she had her Starmie, and she could not do a thing to me, because she used up all her PP for her Confuse Ray, Ice Beam, and I had a Vaporeon out, which has Water Absorb, so she can do a thing to me.
Which Pokemon game is that?
Pokemon Heart Gold.
Oh, okay.
She tried using Water Pulse on my Vaporeon, but it has Water Absorb, so I just healed off of it. But, yeah, that's about it. Now we're gonna get into our news and the community, which I'll hand off to SZ.
Yes, alright. We've got a few items on the list. I'll start with New Super Mario Bros. 2. Classic stages, actually they're already here, have come to... New Super Mario Bros. 2 as a free DLC pack. It's just one coin rush pack, well, three levels, but within those three levels you've got six different classic stages from past games. So you'll see round one from Mario Brothers, world 1-1, 1-2, and 1-4 from Super Mario Brothers, and world 1-1 and 1-5 from Super Mario Brothers 3. It's free, go download it now. I know Staryu, you've played it.
Yes.
Maybe on your way.
It was a lot of fun. It represented the old classic style of the old games.
Mm-hmm. About to buy it, like, literally, like, right now, like, right at this moment.
Yes.
I'm buying it right now.
And, I mean, the reason it's free, at least that's what Iwata is telling us. Everyone worldwide has collected 300 billion coins, and this is their way of saying thank you. So, yeah, free DLC. Go download it right now. Until January 31st, I believe. Then it's not free anymore.
They better make more.
Now, let's hope. Keep collecting coins, I guess.
Yes, let's collect 4 billion coins. Or 4 billion coins.
Next on the list, Yoshi's Land for Wii U has been listed at Future Shop and Best Buy. This is coming after the whole Miiverse debug menu hack, not really a hack thing. Yoshi's Land was listed in a debug menu of Miiverse, so people have been speculating, you know, maybe this is a real game. And now Best Buy and Future Shop have it listed, you know, you can go pre-order it. So it's not confirmed, but, I mean, it's definitely something to keep your eye out on. Do you guys think it's an actual game?
Maybe. I don't like Yoshi, but I always thought the Yoshi's Island games were pretty cool.
I think it's too early to say. I mean, it's just a name, But it is interesting that there is Yoshi's Land. I mean, it could be a game, but we don't know for sure yet. But I think it's potential. You never know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's about time they have another game in the series. So, and it'd be, I'm sure it'd look nice on the Wii U and everything. Good stuff.
I would love something like Yoshi's Story, personally. Yoshi's Story was a beautiful game. I'd love something like it.
Yes. Okay, here, now for some controversial stuff. Iwata asks, he had a new one on Paper Mario Sticker Star where he revealed a lot of development details on Sticker Star. Just going over the whole thing, you got a lot of details, but some of the bigger ones. There were two builds of Sticker Star before the final version that we got, that we have now. One in which was almost identical to the GameCube title, Thousand Year Old Door, and Miyamoto pretty much said, you know, this is boring, get rid of it. What do you guys think about that?
I think he's smoking some drugs. That's what I think.
I would have preferred something like Thousand Year Door, and plus I would have preferred actual partners, like that Chain Chomp partner.
Yeah, like there was a Green Toad partner, or was it a Green Toad? I think it was
a Green Toad.
A Green Toad partner, and then there's a Chain Chomp partner that we never really got to see the light of day for.
We got to saw the Green Toad, but he didn't do much besides just talk.
And one freaking thing I need to mention, okay? I am tired of this whole, oh, we need a gimmick, we need something new. New things are good, yes, but you don't need to, like, change everything to make a game. It could be slightly similar to a past game. Why do people like that game? Because they like how it was. Making it similar to an old game isn't going to make it bad.
No.
Exactly. Like, don't fix something if it's not broken.
Exactly. I mean, it's fine if you want to, like, try something new. Oh, we need to try something new out. That's fine. I like the sticker. I like Sticker Star and the stuff they tried out. I'm just saying that you don't need to change everything to make a new game. You just need to change it a bit. You can't make it the exact same clone. That's ridiculous. But it needs to be slightly different. But I just can't stand that, oh, it's slightly similar, but we gotta change everything. So if that's the case, I want to see the new Smash Brothers series changed drastically, because that thing has been like the same for like how long, with only slight changes.
Yeah.
Although
I have to say though that new Super Mario Brothers is like my guilty pleasure. I really like it. And I just find it to be so fun. I don't know why. I just really like it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff in this whole article. I just don't want to mention two things before moving on, because we can't go over everything. According to a Club Nintendo poll on Super Paper Mario, less than 1% said that the story was interesting. That was brought up in this interview, and, I mean, brought up by Miyamoto, I believe. So, that's something,
I guess. I thought it was pretty original.
And well, that's the thing. That's everyone's, like, best. Shocked about this.
No, Super Paper Mario, the last one.
Oh, on Super Paper Mario? The Super Paper Mario story?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought Super Paper Mario story was actually pretty original and fun.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I like the story of Super Paper Mario.
So, wait, that's why they did no story, because, oh, it was similar, they thought the story wasn't going to matter, because a lot of people on Club Nintendo thought, story doesn't matter that much, because of Super Paper Mario?
No, I don't think that's why, but that's one thing that was brought up. I mean, I don't think he made a decision based on that one little fact, because that's clearly not the case, because everyone's like, what the heck, 1%? Like, people know that they like the story, but, well, then maybe not, because he got rid of it, so who knows?
The story was a pretty dumb idea. I mean, they technically kind of had a story, but it was like, it was just like really.
No, don't give them credit. There was no story.
But it was like only like just the classic, you know, Bowser kidnapping Peach.
Yeah, I don't even consider that.
I don't consider that a story, honestly.
Me neither.
Same thing over and over. That's not a story. It's an ongoing crap battle.
Yeah, I know we've talked about this time after time, but, you know, like, New Super Mario Brothers, no story, fine. I don't care. That's gameplay for me. But for this, yes. I love the story.
I have a question for you guys about this. Do you think to make a game needs to have a story. Do you think a game requires a story, or a story doesn't matter? What do you guys think about that?
For a game like this, or in general?
In general. Let's just say in general.
Oh, no. I think it at least needs a plot. Doesn't need to have, like, a full, complex story with, like, every character in the entire thing having, like, a purpose, but...
I don't think every game requires a story. Like Mario Kart, come on, Mario Kart doesn't need a story.
Yeah.
It doesn't need a story. But if for games like this, which RPG, adventure, etc., platforming, I think it needs some type of story.
Yeah.
We have RPGs.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you can't have an RPG without a story or experience. It's sort of weird. I don't know, that's just me personally. Yeah, others may disagree, and that's fine.
Go ahead.
It just kind of needs a story. I mean, that's like the whole point of an RPG. It's a story adventure.
A role playing game.
Exactly. Like you're not just gonna battle for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't help that the battles in Sticker Star are completely pointless, other than getting coins, which is actually pretty helpful from what I've heard, but still sounds pretty useless to me.
See, I found myself running away from battles in this game more than I have ever done in any
same
Mario game. It's like, oh, I don't really need coins. Well, then I'm not going to fight. That's really it.
Why would you fight if you don't even need coins?
Yeah. But to move on, because we've got a big topic ahead.
Get ready for the hugeness.
Yes. Just want to end this article on Kudos. That's Kudo, one of the developers. One of the last things he said is that he hopes that Sticker Star will become the new standard for future Paper Mario titles, and he wants to see fan reaction for the game. So there's been plenty of fan reaction of the game. I hope notice.
Let me elaborate on this. I think the Sticker Star idea was pretty good. It just needs a freaking story. Give the battles a purpose and have a story, for God's sake, and I'll be okay.
Give me my partners back, please. That's all I need.
And the experience.
I don't care what the stickers. Stickers were actually interesting. Just put the partners back. They didn't do that, and it wasn't really fun.
So many toads in this game, and, none of them even do anything besides, just help you with obstacles.
Or cry for help.
Yeah.
But... okay, we should definitely move on. So that's Paper Mario. Say what you will. I think it was fun, but, there's definitely problems. Moving on, we have just no more news, just more community stuff. I put up an article last week about what's next for Mario. I'll go through it really quick. We have Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon coming. We have Game & Wario. Super Smash Bros. 4. Rumored Super Mario U, which, we all know is coming. And that's basically it. So, this whole...
Galaxy again.
What was that?
I said they better not make another Galaxy.
Yeah,
well,
it's time to move on.
They already have done Castle, what do you want to call it? Ground Play from Super Mario 64. We had water involvement on Super Mario Sunshine. Super Mario Galaxy involves space and moving about on planets. I really want to see what they'll do next, because I think it'll be really interesting to find out.
Microscopic adventure.
A what?
Microscopic adventure.
Oh, God. We already had that on Mario Party DS. I don't want to see that again.
Microscopic. Microscopic. Like Mario in cell form.
Oh, please. Wouldn't work out. Wouldn't work out.
Oh, you say that, but Nintendo's will take any ideas they can.
I wonder if they take ideas from us, but moving on.
I'm sure. So next we have Super Mario Survivor 3. That started up last week. It's all about Mario Party 3 items. All we have left is the Mushroom, Reverse Mushroom, Cellular Shopper, Dueling Glove, Golden Mushroom, Bowser Suit, Boo Repellent, Boo Bell, Magic Lamp, and Koopa Card.
I cannot believe the plunder chest has already went. That is ridiculous. And we saw the Bowser suit, but plunder chest left? Are you freaking kidding me? Are you kidding me? What is wrong with you guys? The Bowser suit is still there. I never get anything from the Bowser suit. Every damn time. I never get anything. Oh my god, that is ridiculous.
I can't believe the lucky lamp, or the, what is it? Not the lucky lamp.
The magic lamp. That's magic to get the lamp. Star.
Oh, it's still in there. Oh, okay. Never mind, I thought it was out. I was like, people, come on. What are you guys doing? Oh, I guess I'll go through the list that are out. So, at number 20, meaning, you know, least liked, we have Poison Mushroom, number 19, Skeleton Key, 18, Warp Block, 17, Lucky Lamp, 16, Wacky Watch, 15, Lucky Charm, 14, Barter Box, 13, Item Bag, 12, Bowser Phone, and 11, Plunder Chest. Yeah.
Be sure to vote every day, guys. This is going to be juicy.
I can't participate this because I never played Mario Party 3.
Just don't vote for Reverse Mushroom. That's got to win.
Yeah, from what I've read, it sounds really good because I always wanted to go backwards in Mario Party.
Watch out, SC. People on the forum are going to watch this podcast and be like, hey, let's get the Reverse Mushroom out to piss SC off. I'm calling.
I'm just kidding. I was about to.
I know a lot of people want it to win.
All right. So that's that. Two more things to mention. Blizzard Bonanza has started in the forum. It's pretty cool. The whole forum has gone winter. Everyone's got their winter avatars and signatures. It's kind of cool. So basically, just to give you a quick idea, every single day of December, we're going to have some kind of challenge. No need to sign up. Just show up on the forum any day. Partake in the challenge. Fun stuff. There's even a prize for people who get the most points by the end of the month. Some Wii points cards or points, I guess. So, yeah, go on the forum. Check that out. Fun mm-hmm. stuff. And with that, we have one more thing. MPI MPF Fest Central. I'm going to hand it to Spider Staryu, and he'll let you know what's going on there.
Yes, there's been a lot of juicy stuff added to MPI MPF Fest Central. Boo's going to be adding his stuff later today, or maybe tomorrow. I have to check with him, but I'm getting my stuff up right now, actually, while we're doing the podcast. Everyone knows that we all have all the boards and stuff ready, but there's going to be a new board collection, MPI RX3 boards. Yes, there's like four or five boards of that I gotta get up, because I know I forgot one of them. I have one of my PowerPoint files, so I gotta save it, but yeah, there's like four or five, and they're gonna be up, and I'll post a slider post about it so you guys can see it. I think you guys will like the boards. I've worked on them like in the summer of 2012, so you guys never have seen it, so I think it'll be really interesting. Because I've been working on boards constantly. I have, like, if you guys want to know the truth, I have, like, 25 boards done already.
Well,
I work on boards every day, and I get constant ideas and stuff, so I'm going to be posting stuff more regularly now. Because now me and Boo have a plan of what to do and stuff, so it's going to be up later. You can check it out at mpimpfs.mypriorlegacy.com for the site, and you guys can see it for yourself. I think you guys will like it. But, yeah, that's it.
Woo! We can really get into our topic now. It's pretty big.
Okay, now we're getting into our main topic. Super Smash Bros. Brawl!
Aha!
Woo! Yeah, this is like one of my favorite games ever, so let's get started! When did you get the game? Staryu, when did you get the game?
March 9th, 2008. I got it the first freaking damn day. Please, I was excited for this game. I couldn't wait one more day. I was getting tired of Melee. I couldn't even play that game. It's like, oh, I just want this new damn game to come out. I couldn't play the game. So once that game came out, I rushed to that freaking store, and I got the damn game. Yes. March 9th, first day.
Oh. SD, when did you get the game?
Well, not exactly on launch day, but I have a little bit of a story. I'll try to make it quick. This game came out during Lent, and at that time I would give up electronic use for that period of time. So there was like 3 weeks left of Lent when this game came out. So I bought it, but I couldn't use it, and it just sat in my house for like 3 weeks, and it was the worst torture in the world. And now understand this. once Lent ended on Easter, I popped the game in. I was so excited, and the game didn't work. I got a disc error. I got that stupid disc error that like 1% of people got, and I was just so frustrated. I like almost lost it.
I got bad scares when I first played it.
Yes, and
well, that was a very glitchy game.
And it wasn't the disc. It was the Wii that I had to send in, and they had to clean the lens. So I had to wait like another week. It was torture. But yes, I got it. Or I want to say I got it at launch, but I didn't play it for another like 4 to 5 weeks.
Right.
It was horrible.
So, when did you get the game?
I got it when I first got my Wii, which was around like the summer of 2008. I didn't really know how to play it that well, so I just kind of just, you know, did my own thing, and you know, I didn't really know how to play it, so I just played it, and I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty fun.
And me, I got the game on launch date, and I was in like grade 4 at the time, and I would not do my homework to play Brawl. Like the moment we got it, I was playing Brawl with my siblings, and I forgot about my homework. But moving on to the next question. Who are your favorite and hated characters? Staryu, who are your favorite and hated characters?
Oh my god, there's just so much to get into. This is going to be difficult. My favorite characters to play as. Well, just recently, I've been picking up Sheik. Yeah, actually recently, I would consider me recently like months ago. So I've been playing as Sheik. Sheik is my main... I love Sheik. She is really juicy. She's fun. She's quick. I love it. I also pick Jigglypuff regularly because Jigglypuff is my main, and I have quite a lot of history of Jigglypuff from all the other Smash games, and she's always, I don't consider Jigglypuff a she, but yeah, I've always been playing as him, and I just really like Jigglypuff's style of floatiness. I think in Brawl, he got really freaking horrible. I will mention that. He's a really, like, a class.
Yeah, he got really, really nerfed. Especially that freaking rest. Oh my god.
Nerfed to hell. As far as I'm concerned. What else? I like to play as Kirby. Ness. I have quite an aerial style of fighting. So, I pick Peach. Oh yeah, Peach!
Mm-hmm.
I pick Mr. Game & Watch, which Timmy hates.
I hate his smash attacks!
They're so abusable. I also pick Zero Suit Samus and Samus. Though I don't pick Samus a lot anymore because she sucks. No, I love Samus. I play all the Metroid games, but in this game she is not good. Really,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Not
she can't kill for her life, to be honest.
She really is not good. So that's why I pick Zero Suit Samus, which has a more technical style. So that's why I pick her. As terms of hated characters, do you mean like characters I hate to play as or characters I hate fighting?
Characters you hate fighting.
I hate fighting Timmy's Toon Link. Because he's so good with the tech skills, with the bomb and the boomerangs. I get like lost in my mold. The boomerang's right here, the bomb's right there, and I constantly get hit.
And also like, I don't know why, but the freaking Toon Link, I survived to like 150%.
Yeah, it pisses me off. I'm like, ugh, just die. What else? I don't really like playing against Meta Knight because Meta Knight is cheap as hell. What else? There is one more. Wolf. I don't like playing against Wolf. Ironically, huh? I know that's my nickname and stuff, but I don't really like playing against Wolf because his claws, they always trap me. And I like the way he moves. He's like more of a close to the ground type character. If you know what I mean. So it really tricks me a lot, so I always lose to people who play as Wolf, especially when they freaking spam that aerial, what's it called? The aerial, his kicking move from behind.
Oh, back air?
Yeah, back air, oh my god, back air, yes, I can't stand it, I get spammed. But yes, that's the characters I hate to play as.
Super Zamazoo, who are your favorite and hated characters?
I love to play as Ike, because he's really strong, and...
I hate Ike.
Just... knock people out of the park. It's really awesome. I also play as Link and Ganondorf. I just do well with them, I guess. Let me just... warning for the rest of the topic. I haven't played Brawl in a while, you know? So I'm not too familiar with who's the best, who's not. But for people I don't like... I don't like Jigglypuff. I always find... and I didn't know it was a he either, but I didn't know he is so, just so cheap sometimes. I don't know. It just, he like
did
hits me
you
once.
Just say Jigglypuff is cheap on Super Smash Bros. Raw?
I just remember Jigglypuff being cheap. Like, I'll just, he'll just hit me once and I go flying out of the place. I'm like, what the heck?
You have not played the game in years then. Jigglypuff is the worst character.
Technically, Ganondorf is, but whatever.
Jigglypuff is like the second worst character.
Actually, according to Smash Tears, Ganondorf is the worst character.
Well, yeah, Jigglypuff can definitely kill Ganondorf.
The second worst, or something. I don't know.
I don't pay attention to Tears, honestly.
Yeah, me neither. Like, I look at them, but I don't follow them.
Well, when I play with Ganondorf, I'm usually playing with other, like, friends and family, so they're not that good either, so it doesn't really matter, Tears or no Tears. We're all just going nuts on the screen anyway.
Yeah.
But for other people I don't like, I don't like Rob. I just feel like Jigglypuff, Rob, and Meta Knight, I feel like those three, they're always cheap to me for some reason. That's me. I can't really remember the rest.
Oh, I hate to play against Sonic, because Sonic is cheap as hell. With his final smash, when he turns into Super Sonic, it is so unfair and cheap, so I can't stand Sonic. I never liked Sonic, honestly. I can't stand him. No offense to those fans out there, I just can't stand Sonic.
Do you want him back for the next game?
No, 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 no. Hell no. You better go away, I don't like Sonic. I don't have to kill a character.
Toadette, who's your favorite character and hated characters?
My favorite character, I like to play as Captain Olimar and, Lucas. And sometimes Peach, but only because I like the Toad spam. I mostly use Olimar and Lucas. Hated characters I hate to play as, I don't like to play against, Pikachus that spam their final smash. And Yoshis.
I hate Yoshis.
Ironically, Yoshi is my worst character.
Yoshi, Pikachu, and Sonic have, like, such cheap final smashes.
Yeah, especially Sonic, since he goes super fast.
Yeah, it's hard to control Sonic, but Yoshi and Pikachu, they go, like, slow enough where you can still control them, and, like, it's just like, no, no, go hit someone else, no, not...
Computers constantly go for you, the player won.
Even if you're not the one that's winning.
Yeah, it's like they go for you constantly, like, oh, just get the hell away from me, especially when there's Sonic, when I can't even control when Sonic is a computer and he's using the Final Smash.
Spam the Hyrule stage, like the melee Hyrule stage.
Oh yes.
Sonic there, when there's a Sonic there. So if he uses his final smash, I can just hide in the bottom part, and like it's almost impossible to get him in there. Especially if you're Olimar or Kirby or someone small, so it's hard to hit.
As for my favorite characters, I love using Ness. I love using Ness so much. Mainly, I enjoy using Ness because he has such a great killing moves. I also like using Lucas. I also like using Peach, and I also like using Kirby.
Up smash, whatever, and that move where he charges up the thing and fires it upward, that is so overpowered. I love using it.
Yeah, and plus that thing has really, really good range.
Yeah.
For hated characters, I hate fighting Mr. Game & Watch. I hated Smash Attack so much. Because they have, like, no freaking lag at the end. It's so annoying. I also hate... I don't like fighting the Star Fox characters. Fox, Falcon, Wolf. I can't stand them. Mainly because they're lasers. But, yeah. Moving on to the next question. What are your favorite and hated stages? Sorry, what are your favorite and hated stages?
Well, my favorite stages are basically anything that's really just flat and simple to fight on. So, I like things like Delfinal Plaza, Battlefield, Final Destination. I also like some crazy stages like Green Greens, Burnstar, whatever the heck it's called. I think it's Burnstar.
Yeah, it's Burnstar.
Temple, I love Temple from Melee. I like Corneria. Basically things like that. What I don't like are the really just crazy, humongous stages. Temple is the only exception for this. I do not like New Pork City.
That stage is beyond unplayable.
Also, it's mocking New York City saying that we're fat. Port Town Aerial Dive. I can't stand that stage either. I can't stand Rumble Falls. Oh, God, no. Yeah. Mushroomy Kingdom, that stage pisses me off. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, Mario Brothers. Mario freaking Brothers.
Oh, my God, I hate that stage so much, especially with the walk-off.
The shells. People spam them. They grab it. They just keep throwing it. You're throwing it. You're like, ugh.
I love Mario Brothers.
Also, I can't stand Green Hill Zone because I hate Sonic. Moving on.
Okay. Toadette, what are your favorite stages?
I like the big stages. So, because I'm mainly just, I don't really fight that much anymore. When I go online, I just like to start taunt parties. So, like, big places, like, where you got a lot of stuff to explore are really good. Also, if you have people who actually want to fight, you can get out of their way. I also like Mario Brothers and, the Zelda place where it has, like, the pig guy going through, like, the bridge. I forgot what it was called. The place that had, like, the middle part that broke apart sometimes.
Skyworld? Is that what it is?
I think that was what it's called. It was like that, the bridge stage.
Oh, no, that's not Skyworld, that's Bridge of Elden.
Bridge of Elden, yeah. I like those because I'm mainly an Olimar user, and Olimar has a great grab. So I like to wait at the edge, wait for someone to come by and grab them and throw them off the edge. It's so fun. I like to troll people. I just like to wait near the edge and grab people and just throw them away and then just run away. Cause I don't know how to play this game at all. I just throw people. I'm gonna have to agree with Staryu that Rumble Falls is so. Oh my god, I remember the first time I played that, I died because I hit that thing that bounces you off far away.
As a spike.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell was that? What was that? I also hate, I don't really remember all the stages, but I just hate any stages that, like, change too much, or just, like, they start automatically scrolling, and, like, you can get, you like, those stages where you have, like, a chance to get stuck in stuff.
Okay, SZ, what are your favorite and hated stages?
Favorite? I think I'm in the same boat as Staryu. Like, anything that's flat, easy to fight on. I just can't think of any favorites, but I've got my least favorites for sure. So, my fifth least favorite, Rumble Falls, and, you know, I'm not going to give you a list. 75 meters, I think that's what it is.
Oh my god, that stage
is so huge.
Which one? 75 meters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just makes the match drag on. It's like, oh my god, I just want it to be over.
On that one, I feel like I'm just trying to get to the other person, because no one's ever together trying to fight. They're just trying to get to each other. It's like, this is kind of pointless. I also don't like Hannon Bow.
It's just easy to fall off there.
Yeah, it's just.
You kill yourself a lot at that stage. At least I do. I kill myself a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because I fall into the water and it's impossible to get out.
Yeah. Also don't like Mario Brothers for the reasons that were mentioned. And New Pork City, that place is just ridiculous. I hate that one so much. I never, ever play that one. Everything blends in and it's huge and you don't even know what a platform is. It's like, come on. God, it's ridiculous. Those are my least favorite.
As for me, my favorite stage is anything that's flat, like, and that can actually be played on, but my favorite stage would probably be Delfino Plaza. I love the stage changes, and I love the water there, because if I'm Ness, I can just down there and spike you, and you'll most likely die. I also like Brinstar, Pirate Ship. As for hated stages, I hate, like, anything that's large except for Temple, and anything that's scrolling. But let's move on to our next question. Which stages from Melee did you want to see in Brawl but didn't make it?
Fountain of Dreams. I love that stage. Yes. Anything else? Let me see. Let me try to get from my memory. What stage? I'm glad Rainbow Cruise got in, but I didn't like Princess Peach's Castle. I hated that one from Melee. Oh, I hated that stage so much. Especially that freaking Banzai Bill. Ooh, it pissed me off. But, I can't really think of anything else that really... Oh, Brinstar Deaths. Even though it's, like, not based on anything in the Metroid universe, because Kraid looks nothing like that, I really liked that stage. It was really fun. I think the only reason they didn't include it back is because it'd be too hard to program. But I liked it. I liked it. It's basically that, course that basically, like turns, because Kraid, like, scratches it and then it moves over. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's the stage.
Mm-hmm. So now, what stages from Melee did you want to see in Brawl, but they didn't make it?
I don't remember any of the Melee stages.
Oh my god, I just forgot Foreside. I love that stage.
Me too.
I haven't played Melee. Like, I only played, like, Melee once.
Ah, okay.
I haven't played it since, like, 2002.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember it all. I just remember it. I just remember, like, it having, like, other characters.
Ah, okay. Super Zamazoo, which stages from Melee did you want to see in Brawl?
I already forgot the name. The one with the fountain.
Oh, Fountain of Dreams.
Oh, yeah. That one, I like Peach's Castle. I don't know. I just liked it. I would want to see it back. And I guess I want to play on Majora's Mask. I know there was an event for that. I think that'd be cool.
Me, I would have loved to... like Stario, I would have liked to see Fountain of Dreams, because that one's just basic, and I would have liked it better than Green Greens, to be honest. And I would also like to see Forsyth, because that would have beaten Newport City any day. And also Wannette. Well, it also beats Wannette, too, but anyways. Moving on. How long do you usually survive until? Though, not counting on large stages or stages where there's a bunch of walls. Stario, how long do you usually survive until?
It depends on the character I play as. I survive as long as they usually survive. Like Jigglypuff, I usually survive to like 100%. Kirby, like 110%. Peach, like 90%. Ness, I could survive like a long time if I just like maneuver around. And Sheik, I can survive for a long, long, long time. But Zero Suit Samus, I can't survive that long. It just depends on the character. So I can't say exactly, but I usually survive as long as the character's weight, how heavy the weight is, actually. So if it's a heavy character, I'll usually last longer. If it's a light character, I'll most likely die sooner. But I'm becoming a little more skillful with that, so it's been happening less. So I've been surviving more and more, but yeah.
So there, how long do you usually survive until?
250.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I run.
Okay, then. Super Samus, how long do you survive until?
Like, final destinations, usually 170, 130.
Ah, okay.
For me, I really don't know. I just want to say a minute and a half. That's all I can think of.
Okay, and as for me, usually I survive until like 150, 170, around that range. But if I play against a character who can kill really well, like Luigi or Donkey Kong, then I survive. Then I die at like 120. But like if I'm really, really lucky, I can survive past 200. Okay, moving on. Have you ever played any mods of Brawl or done any sorts of hacks on it, like music or texture hacks?
Nope, I've never done it.
So then, let's see.
I've seen hacks before. I'm too scared to hack my Wii though, because I don't want to screw it up or anything. But I saw this awesome hack where you can replace Lucas with Toadette. Like use the Toadette model from her trophy and put it over like Lucas's joints, so she moves around like, hey, you can play as Toadette.
Wait, there was a trophy for Toadette? I only remember a sticker, but...
No, there's a trophy. Yeah, there's a trophy for Toadette. I have, like, 99 of them.
Oh, okay, okay.
I played the trophy game thing with the coins, like, just purposely to get Toadette.
Super Zabazi, have you ever played any mods or done any hacks on Brawl?
I actually have. I have. It's, I had my, what is it, the homebrew channel installed, like, back in 2009, I think. And I did it then. You know, I can't do it anymore, because I forgot what game it was. Galaxy 2, I think. They made you update the system, then I'm like, eh, I don't care anymore. But yeah, I have. I've done character hacks and level hacks. Like, I was playing one time, who was it? I had, like, Rosalina, Gruntilda, Master Chief, and I don't know who else. They were all fighting on Maple Treeway. It's pretty cool. But, yeah, that's all I've really done. Just messed around with it, then I'm like, eh, okay, whatever, I don't care anymore.
Ah, okay. Me, I played some mods. I played Brawl Minus, Balance Brawl, and Project Them. It's really fun, and it's much more balanced. For hacks, like, I have the music hacks and texture hacks on all the time. But, yeah. Okay, next question. Which characters do you think are the most unbalanced? Like, either characters who are overpowered or really bad. Staryu.
Jigglypuff. Samus. I can go into this a bunch, but there's so many characters that are really not balanced. Like, I already like Jigglypuff, Samus, Zelda, Ganondorf. They really have a hard time versing other players, and I hate when they do that with the characters, because all characters should be balanced, or at least mostly balanced, where if it's a slight disadvantage, that's different, but it's like, they most of them have huge disadvantages, and they have a hard time killing, that's a strong word, but killing them, like knocking them off the stage, they have a hard time.
Or even recovering.
Yeah, and Jigglypuff, people think that Jigglypuff is so good, but Jigglypuff is not good. Look, first off, his ground play is really, 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 really slow and really, really, really laggy. It's easily outclassed by Kirby in almost every single way.
And can he kill himself?
Yes, if you hold the shield long enough and the shield cracks, he'll pop like a balloon.
I don't know why he does that.
I don't know why either. That's never happened in a Pokemon game. I think that's just funny.
They just put that there just to be funny.
Maybe it's to represent Jigglypuff's self-destruct. I'm not sure Jigglypuff knows that move, but if they were to do that, then shouldn't like something around him blow up?
Exactly.
Like, I know some hacks do that, like where they actually like Jigglypuff will actually explode.
Maybe it's a reference to Jigglypuff having poor defense in the Pokemon games.
I don't know, I just think it's unfair. I think it should be taken out. Enough is enough. That's not fair. I mean, no one's shield should crack in the first place. That's ridiculous if it does. But it's ridiculous. It shouldn't happen. But yeah, that's all the characters I think are bad, in my opinion, because that's the characters I usually play as, and usually they're not really that good, honestly.
So, Dad, which characters do you think are unbalanced?
Anyone who is strong but, like, incredibly slow. Like Ike can, like, seriously kill someone, but he's, like, super slow. He's like, he's, like, in slow motion. Poor Ganondorf is just, like, he's just gotten, like, you know.
Yeah, Ganondorf has, like, nothing.
He's slow, his attacks are hard to hit down.
Can't recover for his life.
Really cool. Even if he is like a Captain Falcon clone, his attacks are really cool because I always like dark magic attacks and stuff. I also think that even though I love him so, I think Olimar might be a little overpowered because he can if you have enough time to round up all purple Pikmin, it's just like you're done. It's just like you can just spam the one attack of the purple Pikmin. And then just throw them off.
Okay.
That's not obviously, but that's not a surprise.
Ezzy, which characters do you think are unbalanced?
I have no idea. But I will say that I do fantastic with Ike, so I don't know what you're talking about. I do really good with him.
Okay, anyways, as for me, like, I think, like, any character who's, like, not Marth or Diddy, because I find those characters were the most balanced, but, like, everyone else, like, they're just overpowered. Like, Meta Knight has, like, no cooldown on his moves, and then, like, there's characters like Jigglypuff can't kill for their lives, so, yeah, they're just, it's just really, really unbalanced. Moving on. Which stages do you think need major improvements? Staryu.
What stages in Brawl that need major improvements?
Yep.
Like, what do you mean? Like, stages I think need, like, something to make them more balanced?
Well, like, stages that, like, need fixing so that, like, they can be actually playable.
Oh, well, in cases like Rumble Falls, just stop it moving, and then it'll be a fun stage to play on. That's just being honest.
Like, the whole point of that stage.
Yeah, so the whole point will be diminished. Into that little whole section. I can't really think of that because it's hard to say because you can't change the stages. But if I had to think of something that needs, like, fixing, like changing, I were making a game and, like, oh, I would change this. I think Distant Planet needs changing. It's just small staging. It's so, I hate that little thing to left where it's, like, just slanted going down. I hate it so much because it's so awkward to fight on there. And then the freaking bug thing. So it's like this only little platform, this horrible platform right here, and then this bug thing that appears, like, occasionally.
Wait, which course?
Distant Planet, Olimar stage.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really like that stage.
The bubble?
Yeah.
Oh, that stage is fun, but you gotta act fast.
Especially when the rain comes.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
I mean, you can pretty much survive the rain if you just edgehog, and that's how you get an automatic kill. If, like, you're fighting on the sanded part, and then you edgehog, and then nobody else can pick up. Like, you might accidentally kill yourself in the process, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Toadette, which stages do you think need fixing?
Yeah, Rumble Falls, definitely. If Sonic ever comes back, they gotta fix Green Hill Zone, because that little checkpoint thing is so cheap. You can just throw stuff at it, and then it could just... Newport City has to be shrunk down a little, or not have that freaking Chimera be so, like, overpowered. I don't really remember all the stages, but all the ones I can think. Oh, Halberd. They shouldn't have that claw thing there.
Okay, well, SD, which stages do you think need fixing?
Yeah, Newport City. Just get rid of it, because it's stupid. I don't think that needs fixing. It needs to be taken out. Give us anything else.
Okay, as for stages I think that need fixing, like, I think that any stage, like Mario Brothers, or, like, anything that's large or anything that's scrolling needs fixing, because it's just really unplayable. But, moving on.
It either scrolls too fast or too slow.
Yeah, like, I don't like how Rumble Falls, like, the speed can just suddenly change it and suddenly slow down. And that's really a disadvantage to the characters who can't, like, jump high.
Like Bowser?
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's so hard to play as Bowser on that stage.
Yeah.
You just gotta constantly spam that shell-spinning attack.
Yeah, but, like, by the time you land, you might be probably, dead.
Mm-hmm. Because he falls down slow, too.
Okay. Next question. What are your favorite and hated final smashes? Staryu.
What'd you say?
What are your favorite and hated final smashes?
Oh my god. Let me dig into this subject with my claws. Bowser. I can't stand Bowser's final smash. You can't even... He doesn't flinch. So you can just hit him, doesn't work. He can just easily knock you off and build up your damage. Donkey Kong, I don't like on Wi-Fi, because it's really hard to press A or whatever button and make the attack stronger when Wi-Fi lags a lot. But on normal home play, I like Donkey Kong's Final Smash. It really covers a lot of ground on small stages. Diddy Kong, the Final Smash is pretty fair. I think it's pretty useful in certain circumstances. I'm going through all the Final Smashes. I'm sorry. My favorite ones are Jigglypuff on small stages because he can cover the whole course.
Or if you do that Bridget Eldon glitch.
Yeah, and like you can just cover the whole course, which I love that. On big stages, they're not exactly useful though. So I like Wolf's Final Smash because the Landmaster, his Landmaster is so strong, and you can like move fast, go up to the sky really quickly, and just have overall more power. It lasts shorter though, but it's a lot better because when I use Fox's Final Smash, I feel like I'm a rock that's moving. I feel like that model's just basically a texture of a rock that's slowly moving. It goes so slow. I'm like, oh god. What else? I like Peach's Final Smash because it's just really peachy and really juicy and fantastic and fabulous. And I like Sheik's Final Smash because it covers a lot of ground that's really just straight across, and it kills a lot more actually than Zelda's does, because Zelda's, she can make the person get caught in the light arrow, but it doesn't really launch the player if the player does not have a lot of damage. So I like Sheik's, and that's most of the ones I like. Oh, I'm sorry, what did you say, SC?
I'm just asking, what's the difference between the two, Zelda and Sheik?
Is different, but I think Zelda's stuns faster.
Zelda's stuns on the first, as when it first launches. So, for Sheik's, if the player like dodges, you won't get stunned. It stuns like after, but the player will be launched like really horizontally. Wait, horizontally or? Yeah, I think that's straight across, right? That's what it is. Yeah, straight across. You'll be like really like thrown straight across, but for Zelda's, you'll fly more up, like more up to the sky, and it will possibly reach the danger zone. But
I thought it was.
That's just why I like Sheik's.
I thought it was Sheik's was like curved more, and Zelda's was just perfect straight.
No, it's the same length, straight, okay, same straight across.
Crazy. You know, I should probably go and play this game.
Yes, you should.
Yes. Anyways, Todell, what are your favorite Final Smashes?
My favorite Final Smash is Olimar's, because even if you're on like a big stage where it wouldn't hit so well, your foes still take damage from the full orb attacks. It's really great if you have a guy that's about to attack you, and then you can activate it, and you have them stuck to the ground. And then they get the Bulbor damage, and then you almost have a perfect chance of landing on them. And it's just I think it's really strong.
I remember back then when I was younger, like, when he used it, I did nothing. But then after, like, I just realized I could just constantly sidestep, so, like, to minimize my damage. But, like, oh my god. How did I not?
Yeah, I didn't know that first, too. I was like, oh wow, I just had to get 50 damage automatically. Then Timmy was actually the one who showed me, oh, you can just sidestep. I was like, I could sidestep? I never knew that. I felt so dumb. I was like, oh my god.
Useless, though, it marked.
I thought you had to be Kirby to, like, just go up to dodge it, but yeah.
No, you can also, like, jump to avoid it and all, but you gotta be careful, though, especially on something like Final Destination or like, any stages with, like, random things popping up, because, like, you can actually kill yourself. I had a lot of opponents do that before, and I even did that against other Olimar.
As far as I know, though, but only, like, Meta Knight, Pit, and Rob could avoid all the damage from the attack if they fly, right?
Yeah, I like seeing Meta Knight, fly away, like, ha ha, he can't hit me, and then I pin them down with the part where, like, Olimar's ship goes back down. Idiots. Mars Final Smash is really useless, because Olimar can dodge it. Well, not dodge it, he can still take damage from it, but he can't flinch from it.
Oh, yeah, because of that whistle super armor. Yeah.
If you use Olimar's whistle, like, right when Marth unleashes his attack, Olimar will take damage but not get hit, so pretty useless.
You have to time it really well, though, because it's hard to time it.
Yeah, I also don't like Kirby's on big stages because you almost never get anyone in there. Anything that like works on a small stage on a big stage, I don't like Sonic's, I don't like Pikachu's, I don't like Yoshi's. Donkey Kong is so useless. Diddy Kong is really annoying. Snake is kind of like borderline. Like, it's fun, but it can be annoying sometimes, especially if someone hides behind where, like, you see Snake because you can't see where they are. Wario Man. Oh my god, Wario Man's annoying.
Oh, I hate that one so much.
Because he can, like, instantly do the clap thing, and, like, he can pin you down by doing that.
The up aerial move. Just constantly do the clap, 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 clap. The person will just get clapped up into the sky.
That's, like, the best thing to do, though. Either that, or do, like, super power.
And on stamina, Wario's Final Smash is so cheap with the clapping move. You can just literally just knock someone out.
Fully charged part. And then his bike goes so fast.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's all my opinion.
Okay. Super Sambazia, what are your favorite and hated Final Smashes?
Favorite, I like any of that will guarantee me at least one kill. Like, I guess, like, Link, if you're not stupid and you can actually get the person. So, you know, that's, like, automatic almost of the time. You know, automatic kill. I like Samus's because it takes up, like, more than half the screen. It's pretty awesome. Hated? I don't really know. Like, Lucario, maybe, because I feel like it's kind of easy to avoid.
Lucario's is so easy to avoid. You have to be like literally dumb not to avoid it. I'm sorry. Unless something happens to you with your jump or something, I don't see how you could not avoid that. You have to like literally just be like really dipped.
Yeah, it's easily. Yeah, you could just easily jump to avoid it.
And other ones I don't like. I don't like ones that usually don't hurt people. Like Peach makes everyone fall asleep, but doesn't really.
It does 20 to 40 damage, honey.
I hate it when I'm playing this Peach at Final Smash and people just jump.
Exactly.
Next game, if Peach has the same Final Smash or if there's any Final Smashes at all, they should make it so people actually fall asleep because it's so easy to dodge if you just jump.
How about you fall asleep in the air? I think that would be so interesting, like just people to like randomly fall asleep in the air.
Yeah, and I like they just fall down to their death if they're over a bit.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious. Like your fault for jumping. And you can make them jump. You can make them wake up a little quicker. But come on, people wake up as quickly as it is.
I remember. I had a friend. Me and my friends were just having a party, and we were just using friendly Final Smashes. So like either purposely missing or just using ones that don't hurt people. So my friend who was using Peach, used her Final Smash on me. My friend. Who was Link, and I was Marth, and like Marth stays asleep for like so long. he's like asleep for the whole rest of the game until Link just like gently touched it, hit me with his arrow.
For me, I really really like Ness and Lucas's Final Smash because I love their PK Star Storm. It's really good, and it does decent knockback, actually. Final Smashes, I hate Sonic's, because it's just really tough to avoid. I also don't like Ike's. Because the main reason I don't like Ike's, because, like, it can hit everyone, but, like, then you get... And then Link and Toon, like, they can only hit one person, so, like, that's not fair.
But, yeah, they're easy to avoid, except if you're playing on, like, Final Destination.
Yeah. Next question. Wait. What did you think of the Subspace Emissary?
What did I think of it? I thought that when I first saw it, I thought it was the most awesome thing in the universe. Yeah, I had no life when I was a kid. I thought it was too cool. I was like, oh my god, look, it is so cool. I was like, anyway, when I see myself now, I'm like, oh god, shut your mouth. it's cool, but it's not the coolest thing in the world. Honestly, looking at it, I just like the cutscenes. I don't like going through all the gameplay, though, because now when I play the gameplay, I don't like it. It's so tedious. You're like, oh, God. Oh, here's an enemy. Here's an enemy. Here's an enemy. Here's an enemy. Like, oh, God. I don't feel like doing this. The cutscenes have always been interesting to me. I love those. I like seeing Nintendo characters interact with one another. I find it really interesting.
Yeah, me too.
Mario and Link meeting each other is, like, the coolest thing in the world. I think any hardcore Nintendo fan can agree with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, of course, the Leslie girls on Peach and Zelda. Uh-oh.
Mm.
Mm. Your turn. Someone else go.
Toadette. What did you think of the update?
I thought it was really cool. Although I wish that, like, I know everyone complained because of the one from Sunshine. I just wish Nintendo would do voice acting in games again. Besides people just going,
exactly.
I want people to talk to each other. I don't think Nintendo does it anymore because people said, at least in, like, mainstream games, I think the last game that had full-on voice acting was Kid Icarus Uprising. But, like, I know definitely in, like, Mario games, they don't do it anymore because everyone complained about Sunshine because a lot of characters have, like, a goofy voice, but it's like, yeah, that doesn't mean it still wasn't good voice acting.
Exactly. I like the voice acting in Sunshine.
Yeah, I mean, Bowser sounded kind of goofy, but he is goofy. He's a giant turtle
kidnapping a freaking human girl.
Yeah.
You can't get more goofier than that. And then a plumber is going to, like, this random grass mushroom world to rescue this princess for a kiss. And nothing more. Come on, you can't get any more goofier than that.
I would definitely love another story. Obviously different though. Another story in Smash 4. And I want people to talk to each other.
I always thought it'd be cool, like, just to have this, like, tournament where people, like, fight for, like, this prize. And, like, each character has their own story mode. Like, each character will interact with a different character in any fight. It's sort of like those Puyo games where the characters would interact like that, but not exactly. Just like the characters would meet, talk, and, you know, just get the fight over with. And then they could add things like, oh, rivals or the destined battle, like on Soul Calibur. You know, things like that. They should act more like a fighting game. I think it'd be cool. I love to see Nintendo characters interact with each other. That's the most coolest thing about Super Smash Brothers. I'm like tag team Final Smashes in the next game. You know how cool that'd be?
I would have loved to see that.
But that would have been awesome.
Like, I know, like, some combos are just gonna be, like, basic, but if you have someone like Ness and Lucas, like, maybe they could do, like, a different combo.
Like a double Star Storm or something,
yeah,
like,
something like that.
That'd be cool.
What did you think of the Subspace and Mystery?
Well, when I first heard about it, and when I first saw the screens on the Smash Brothers Dojo, I forgot what it was, it was awesome, because it showed, like, the stadium, and had Petey Piranha fighting, like, whoever you pick, with Zelda and Peach and, you know, cages. It was really cool, but too bad the rest of the Subspace Mystery was not like that. It was actually really boring and plain, and the worst thing was that it wasn't classic Nintendo characters or levels. It was just random things like eyeballs floating around and like chickens who can fly and exploding eggs or something. It just random stuff that didn't make any sense, but it had no like history with Nintendo. So it was just kind of boring. And the gameplay, I mean, it was all the same. You just ran through a level, tried to make it to the end. If you want to unlock all the characters quickly, that's what you play, but...
Oh, yeah, that's true. You unlocked characters way too quickly with the Subspace and Mystery. As for me, like Saru said, I liked the cutscenes, but the gameplay was just kind of boring. Like, you just have to go to the end of the level. But the cutscenes were really, really good. They really paid attention to those. And my favorite cutscene was when the Galleon boss, he has Lucas and Pokemon Trainer in his hand, but then Lucas uses Peaky Thunder and he just saved them.
Yeah, that was touching.
Yeah, and then Midnight just flies and saves them. That was, like, my favorite scene. Next question. Is Brawl your favorite of the Smash series, or do you prefer Melee or Smash Bros. 64?
Let me see. I'd have to honestly say I would think that Brawl is the best, simply because it has the most content and the most stuff. I do think Melee's physics were better. The one thing I could never stand about Melee, and this has always been the case, it was never just, oh, I just randomly started hating it. I never liked how when it feels like when you grab someone, there's like so much lag. Like, oh, you missed the person. There's like so much lag where the person could like literally like smash you and you would get so much damage. Am I the only one who noticed that? Like, you try to grab someone like with Marth, like you'd have like that lag where if you don't, you didn't grab them, you'd have to wait a second to move.
Yeah, that takes a while and gets annoying.
So I didn't like grabbing in that game. I did like the physics though, just not where everyone like falls like a brick. That gets annoying, where everyone's just like a brick, like... like, literally. But I like Brawl the most. I like all the content they did. I think they did a really good job with the game. There's some flaws with the characters and stuff, but I do think they did a good job with the game.
Tore, is Brawl your favorite of the Smash series, or do you prefer another game?
I'd say it'd be my favorite, because I barely remember the others.
SZ?
Yeah, probably my favorite, just because I don't know about all the technical stuff, what's better, what's not. I just play, you know. I don't know. I just don't know those things, so Brawl is like the superior version, because it has the most, and just a lot of cool stuff, a lot of characters, a lot of items, final smashes, all that good stuff. Good music. Music's awesome.
Yeah, I really love the music. As for me, yes, Brawl is my favorite of the Smash series, and plus, I'm just too used to Brawl that I can't play the other games anymore.
Exactly, I get confused.
Yeah, me too. Like, because in Brawl, like, I changed my controls, so, like, I set my buttons to a different action, but then, like, immediately, like, I keep on thinking, this button does that, and it's like, oh my god, I'm so confused. And plus, Melee physics, I don't like that they fall like bricks. But...
She's a brick. Ow. Carmine's dumb scene.
Also, Brock can survive longer.
Yes, you can.
But, next question. How can the game be improved overall, and what would you like to see in Smash 4?
Oh my god, let me get into this. Obviously, add more characters. I mean, don't add characters, don't want pointless characters, but please, I don't care who they add, but please don't add stupid characters like Geno. I'm sorry, I need to say it, because so many people think, not so many people, just a small group who are very vocal, think, oh my god, Geno's the coolest, Geno should be in the game, Geno should be in the game. I can't stand Geno. Geno is owned by Square Enix, he should not be in the game. No. Especially since people think that he's deserving over characters like Toad. And that is sickening to me, because Toad's been in the series how long, 1985. Where he appears.
Toad's been in the game as long as Peach, Bowser, and Luigi have been in there.
Okay, so he's not been here all 1 second.
Not Luigi. Luigi appeared like 1 year earlier, but Peach and Bowser, though.
Yeah. So it's not like he's just a pointless character. Geno appeared in one game, and then another game as a cameo. That's like putting Vivian in Super Smash Bros. 4, which I love Vivian to death. I really do, but she's not deserving of her characters like Toad. It's ridiculous. I do think Toad should be in the game because he's a really important Mario character. Add more characters. Final Smash should be more balanced and make more sense. I think Jigglypuff should be changed to, like, Hyper Voice or something like that.
Hyper Beam!
Yeah, Hyper Voice or Hyper Beam. I mean, Hyper Voice where, like, she can, like, make everyone go to sleep while also sending them off to, like, push them off the stage or something. Something like that.
But it'd be like a stun move, like, you know, everyone gets paralyzed for a second, they get pushed back. Which you yeah. If you're, like, near an edge. And if you could avoid getting pushed off by getting closer to Jigglypuff, but then you take more damage.
Yeah. What else? More stages, of course. I want to fight on actual parts of games and stuff, like, not just random locations, like, oh, here's a random location, here's some random stools and stuff. Like, try to make it more like what Super Mario Bros. On Mushroomy Kingdom, how that was. It was actual Super Mario Bros. And we were playing on it. That was cool.
I thought it'd be cool if they added, Warp Zone to Mushroomy Kingdom, though.
Yeah, Warp Zones would be cool. What else? I forgot, like, I have, like, a few more. Stage Builder should probably be a little more improved on, and then also make sure characters are balanced first off. No, none of this whole, oh, well, we're going to have this character be super strong and then other characters be really, really, really weak. Make every character as balanced as it can be, at least so it's fair. And that's pretty much all I can think of firsthand, because I'm not creating the game, so I have no control over what they want to do, but that's some of the stuff I'd want to see.
Tadeo, how do you think the game can be improved?
Yeah, I agree with everything, pretty much everything Staryu said. More balanced final smashes. They should add, like, a couple more characters. Not, like, a whole onslaught, just a few more. But actual characters that actually, like, did something for the series. And not just one time, but multiple times. So, I feel like my two most wanted characters for Smash 4, if they even want to add any more characters, are Toad and Nintendo.
Nintendo? He doesn't have a lot of moves to use, though.
Yeah, he'd probably be a clone of Ness, but, I mean, so is Lucas. I mean, Nintendo can get creative with, because Nintendo actually doesn't have offensive PSI.
Well, Ness and Lucas, like, I think, like, they're, like, half clones, but, like, not, like, you know.
Maybe, like a half clone somewhat. Nintendo would probably be, like, a specialist. Like, he'd be able to heal himself, or something like that. Like, he doesn't have, like, PK Fire or Thunder or any of that. Like, the only, like, I think the only real, like, he's more of a melee person. He's more like a melee fighter.
Well, because Ness and Lucas, like, they didn't, like, have those moves in their actual game. Like, Lucas didn't have PK Freeze, so, like, I guess they learned it from, like, their partners or something. So, like, if they choose to add Nintendo, like, maybe they'll base his backup partner.
Did you guys know that Sakurai actually mentioned Toad in his journal when Brawl was still in development? He said something about Toad, like nothing about him being playable or anything, but he was talking about Toad. He seems to have a fancy towards Super Mario Bros. 2/USA. So Toad's moveset would probably be based off Super Mario Bros. 2. And Wario's Woods, and he'd have, like, spore attacks. He'd actually be a pretty original character. Like, he'd have his own moveset. He'd probably be able to run up walls, like, in Wario's Woods, but that might be a little too cheap. So maybe he could just do the wall thing like Sheik and Squirtle can do.
Okay, that's nice. SC, what do you think needs to be improved?
I don't know. Just more characters, I guess. I'll keep talking about characters then. One thing I've always wanted was a Toad and Toadette combo, just like the Ice Climbers. So you still get Toadette in there. And
yeah, I was thinking about that, but I don't think anybody cares enough about Toadette. I mean, she's just lucky enough, especially now. She's just lucky enough if she makes it as a sticker.
Yeah, I don't know. I just... That'd be interesting.
It'd be nice, but I like Ice Climbers being original. So just being the only two people pair. Although I feel like maybe if Toad was a character, though, that Toadette could be like his assist trophy, or
make Toadette like a model swap of Toad, where she basically like in the Toad menu, like Wario in the Wario suit with Wario Land and WarioWare. Like she can just be like a swap.
Excuse me.
What I was speaking, what?
I'm going to say the Toad could have an color, could have like an alternate color. He could have like, you know, blue Toad, yellow Toad, green Toad, purple Toad, and he could have like, he'd like Toad first color, or he could be like Toadette color.
Drag Queen Toad. Toad with fake mush weave and then the...
Toad's Final Smash could be like Ganondorf's. Except, like, Toad appears in, like, a Mario Kart, and, like, Toadette comes out of, like, you know, the air, and, you know, they're all like, yeah! And they just drive.
Okay. Well, anyways,
Skin and Ganondorf Final Smash combined. It'd be pretty cool.
Okay. As for me, the only thing I really want is balance. That's pretty much it. Like, characters and stages need to be balanced. But, next question. Overall rating of the game, out of 100, what did you think of the game?
I give it, like, a 90. You said out of 100, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 90.
Toadette?
85.
Ed C?
95.
You ruined the chain.
Yeah, I'll go with a 95 as well. Okay, now I'll hand it off to Starrio for the poll 10 questions.
Poll 10 questions, yay! Poll 10 questions is a segment where you get to know more about us, the Lost Levels. So this poll 10 questions is gonna be about the favorite sugary treats known as candy. Oh yes! But yeah, there's gonna be 5 questions. We're gonna try to go through this a little quick because we have some time constraints going on. Alright, so this is gonna be free discussion. Everyone just go about. Do you like sweet or sour candy / gum?
Sweet.
SC. Okay, Toda said sweet. Timmy said sweet. What about you, SC?
Sweet.
Oh, you guys are nasty. I like sour. Let's move on. Do you prefer candy or chocolate? Candy or chocolate?
I don't really have a preference. I like them both equally.
Yeah, there's certain chocolates I like as well, but I like candy more. Essie? Oh,
chocolate.
Alright, do you like gumballs? Any kind of flavor?
Not really. I'm not really fond of gum.
Not that much. They hurt my teeth.
Let's see.
Yep, no. Nope. Don't like gumballs.
I love gumballs. They're so juicy. I've had them since I was like 4 years old. My mom always used to think I'd choke on them. I always think I'd choke on them because like most of the gumballs were like really huge. Not those little tiny ones. They were like really
big. They're like 8 inch size?
Yeah. Not mini. I was talking about like the bigger sizes of them. But yeah. I love gumballs. I love the bubblegum flavor. They're really juicy. Do you like hard candies?
I prefer chewy, so not that much.
Yeah, I'm not really fond of them either.
SD?
I think I like them better, just because they last longer.
You do? Yes. Well, isn't that
I think so.
Just? Alright, what are, hard candies, it depends on the hard candy what we're talking about, because there's most of them I don't really like. But things like sweet tarts, yes, sweet tarts are shockers, yes. Final question, what are some of your favorite brand candies?
Mine would be like Skittles or Starburst, but like that's all I could think of.
Ooh, yes, Starburst, yes, good choice, Timmy. Toadette?
Starburst, Hershey's, Kit Kat, Reese's Cup.
SC.
Sour Patch Kids, hands
down. Sour Patch Kids, yes!
They are the best.
Yes, they are.
Snickers.
Good words.
I love Sour Patch Kids, Sour Patch Extreme, Sour Patch Fruity, Sour Patch Cherry. I love every damn thing that's Sour Patch except the lemon flavor, which is disgusting. I like Hershey's Chocolate, I like Snickers, I like Crunch, I like Kit Kats, I like there's so much to name. I love any type of sour gummy worms as long as they're fresh and not the nasty ones that you can tell have been there for years. I like candy corn that's fresh, not the
nasty. Ew.
Yeah, I love candy corn. They're juicy. But not the old ones. The old ones taste like crap. Bubble tape. Bubble freaking damn tape. Yes.
Freaking damn tape.
Yes, that's what I call bubble freaking damn tape.
Mother tape.
It is a classic. I love bubble tea. But yes, that's all the ones. Oh my god, yeah, you didn't hear that. But yes, that's all the ones I can think of. But yes, all right, that's it for polling questions, guys. Thank you, Timmy, for hosting.
It was
any
my
last
pleasure.
Words, everyone. Timmy,
what?
Last words.
Oh, I hope you enjoyed me hosting for once, and. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed the podcast.
Alright, SC.
Have a good weekend. I don't know.
Put it.
It's my birthday tomorrow. Give me a present.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
The next podcast, we're all going to sing Toadette a song. Yeah, we are going to do it, yes. yeah.
Oh, yeah, go play Plague Incorporated.
Yes.
Right now. Ask your parents first.
Be sure to participate in the Blizzard Bonanza, or Bonanza, whatever the heck it's called. Blizzard Bonanza, or Bonanza, whatever the heck it's called, yes. Yeah, I'll just say BB. any information, no one interrupt. Send any questions to the podcast by sending an email to our Gmail, thelostlevelsmpl@gmail.com. Even though we're doing a poll and questions, we'd love to have some suggestions for questions that... suggestions for questions! I like that! That should be the new catchphrase! Yes, sending your suggestions for questions. Yes! You can check out Mario Party Legacy in our form at mariopartylegacy.com and mariopartylegacy.com/form. You can find out updates and more juicy stuff at our YouTube, youtube.com/user/thelostlevelsmpl. Follow us on Twitter at MPL Network and at our Facebook page, MPL Network. Shut up, Johnny. Also, be sure to check out MPL's YouTube account, youtube.com/user/mypredlegacy, I think. My Twitter account is @SpiderStarYou, and my YouTube account is SpiderStarYou. I make juicy, juicy, juicy videos. And is there anything else you guys want to plug in?
Nope.
Go like the Facebook page, facebook.com/homicidalfungus. It's called Toadette.
What about your Twitter?
I haven't been updating that recently, but yeah, @VanillaToadette.
Alright, SC.
Check out the Mario Party Legacy YouTube page for the entire guide to Paper Mario Sticker Star. The entire guide. Yes.
The whole thing!
Timmy, do you have anything to plug in?
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you guys for watching the podcast. I hope you enjoyed Timmy hosting. Next week, we'll have another person be hosting. And that is it. Thank you guys for watching. Bye-bye.
Later.
See ya.
Bye.